Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello and welcome to True Romance. This is Carolina Barlow.
This is Devin Leary.
I've got the wiggle toes. Goosebumps, which is what happens when I'm excited and I don't know what to do and I feel like I have to pee, because we texted our producer Olivia to get the status of a guy I recently spoke to see if he's single. So stay tuned for that.
I get so into these things because I want to like control other people's romantic lives so badly, which I do seek help for, but I do want to like set people up immediately. Like if someone tells me they're interested in someone, I'm like, cool, let's line up all the ducks in our row so we can successfully make this happen. And when people aren't like that, it's actually confusing to me. Like Carolina kind of seems like she's like, oh, I don't know. Like we'll see what happens. And that's confusing to me, because if it was me, I would be already on genealogy.com finding out if his ancestors were on the Mayflower or off of it, if you know what I mean. If he was related to any psychopaths, I would already be 23andMe-ing myself to see if we were distantly related.
Once I was talking to a friend of mine who I was living with him and some friends in the house, and the bass player in his band was really hot. And I said, hey, what about me and that guy? And my friend was like, don't. And I was like, I think I might need to. And he was like, do not. Please do not. And anyway, I was like, slid into his Facebook messages 2 minutes later, maybe four to be generous. But I was like, there's actually no world where I'm not hitting this person up. So
I have had that experience too, where once I saw that this person that I knew was like a mutual follow of this guy on Instagram. So I was like, oh, hey, do you know so and so? And she immediately goes, yes, don't hook up with him. And I was like, oh, why? And she tells me like six bad stories. So I was like, oh, wow, that's fucked up. He sounds like a fuckboy. And what was I doing just a few weeks later, hanging out at his house, weird ass house. But that's my origin story.
That's where she got her superpowers. Devin, how has your week been?
My week's been good. I'm in a temporary living situation right now. Basically, I'm living in a house across a very short hallway from two boys who share an apartment together. So first off, I'm like, okay, two boys who share an apartment together is never that good, right? Like it's usually there's some bad business going on.
It's also just like, I already don't want to know what the bathroom looks like.
Definitely do not want to know. And by the way, their bathroom is like next to my bedroom and I can hear them turn the shower on and other things.
That's so brutal.
So I see them. I'm like, they're like two like young surfer dudes. Like they look like extras from Lords of Dogtown. So I'm like, all right, signs not pointing to good. But they were both really nice about like introducing themselves to me, which is more than I can say for most men. Like they introduce themselves politely. That's more than
that's,
I can say.
Yeah, already that's like gold standard. Like they could run for office successfully.
So we share an AC thing. Like the air conditioning controller thermostat is in the hallway between both of our apartments and it's shared between us. Yes, I did think that that was a red flag, but the price of the apartment is good and it's a huge apartment. And I was like, all right, if that's like the drawback and the thin walls and me having to list them, go to the bathroom and like that, and it's an hour away from everything, like that's not that bad of a drawback. But then I realized like, wait, these are two men I'm dealing with. So of course it's fucking freezing at all times. Like when the AC is on, I'll turn on to 72. Little do I know, 5 minutes later, it's turned down to 69. And I'm like, I've lived with many men. I can't put up with this again. So I'm getting frustrated because I'm like freezing at my desk. And then one day there was like a problem with the AC system. And so there was a smell in my apartment, like a weird smell coming through the vents, and they ended up fixing it. But I opened my window. So my landlord comes upstairs to like smell the smell. Cause she's like, I can't do anything until I smell the smell. I'm like, okay, so you don't just trust me because I'm a woman. You don't believe me. Great. So she comes in the apartment and she's like, wait, why do you have your window open? Like you can't have the AC on and the window open at the same time. Meanwhile, how many times have I, Devin Leary, walked down the street, looked up, see that their windows are open when they turn down the AC to 69? They do that all the time. I never do that. So I was like, oh, I never have my windows open with AC on. I just did that because of the smell. And she looks at me like, okay, you're a pathological liar. And I hope your parents are okay. I hope they're recovering from having to raise you. So then she sends this really long text to me and an unknown number. And she's like, you guys cannot have the AC going when the windows are open. That is a huge waste of energy. And I have had AC bills up to $2,000 a month. If that happens again, I will be charging you both. But she's like, can you guys please, please communicate like actual neighbors with each other and text when you open your windows, you have to text each other and say that you're turning the AC off or opening your windows. I'm like, this is so weird. Like I am someone who's always avoided eye contact with neighbors. I've never tried to engage with neighbors. I know that's the right thing to do.
It's the respectful. No, I think it's respectful. I really do. I don't want people to talk to me for almost 90% of the time. She sounds like your mom and she's trying to make you and your brother like behave.
Exactly. And I'm like, this is not whatever. So I am already resistant to this plan, but I do not want to be charged $2,000 a month, obviously. So I immediately text the other number and I say, hi, is this so-and-so across the hall? No response. I'm like, okay, I'm just trying to, at this point, I'm like offended. I'm like, I'm just trying to bridge boundaries together. I thought in my fantasy, I'm like, oh, now we're going to shit talk the landlord together about how crazy she's being about the rent. But then he doesn't respond. So I'm like, that's weird. So then 2 hours go by. I decided to turn the AC off. So I decided to follow suit with her. And I texted him and said, hey, so I am going to turn off the AC now and open my windows. FYI, no response. So basically, I'm getting ghosted by an F-boy.
By your hot neighbors.
Without even, and then I'm like taking it personally. I'm like, is it because they see me in my pajamas? Like if I was like making an effort, if I was like Sarah, Nakia and CJ from F-Boy Island, would they actually respond when I text about the AC? Because part of me thought like they might think I'm cool. They might want to invite me to a party sometime. And of course I would say no, but that was kind of how highly I was thinking of myself. And now they're ghosting me. Obviously I'm going to throw them under the bus. If we get this like threatened $2,000 bill for the AC, I'm obviously going to throw them under the bus, which is not even throwing them under because it's just telling the truth, which is that they always have their windows open when the AC is on super ice cold. So it's not my fault. And they ghosted me. So that's definitely not my fault. And so then I'm thinking my landlord and I will kind of have a coup against them.
Then we'll get to talk shit about them.
We'll get to talk shit about them. Well, much to my chagrin, one day I'm sitting in my TV room watching probably FY Island. I hear some chatter. And whenever I hear chatter, I jump to the window because that's the kind of nosy neighbor I am. I look down to my landlord's backyard and I see that she's having a feast from the Cheesecake Factory. I see the Cheesecake Factory boxes. The font alone gets my taste buds going. I'm like, oh, that must be nice. They have like a whole party with Cheesecake Factory. I'm just up here by myself. Ugh. Then I hear pitter patter up the stairs, knock on the door across the hall. My landlord asks, she's like, let's say their name is Bill and Bob. She's like, Bill and Bob, I have some Cheesecake Factory here. Do you want some? And I'm like, obviously she's going to knock on my door next.
Of course.
She has leftover Cheesecake Factory. And nope. Their door closes, pitter patter back down the stairs.
Pitter patter, pitter patter.
I do not get an offer of Cheesecake Factory. So I see where her alliances lie. I'm alone on this island. I have no alliances in the house. I feel like it's like the real world and I'm like the roommate that everybody hates. And it just sucks. And so I don't know what I'm going to do, but I just wanted to say that, like, beware of F-boys, not only when you're dating, but also when you're on the real estate market, and be wary because they could ghost you.
This was a tale, a cautionary tale for all of you out there. Think about whomst you are amongst.
How was your week?
It was great. Some celeb news broke that I wanted to share with the world. If you haven't heard, Kylie Jenner is expecting again. Stormy is going to have a sibling. That's good news for us all, I think. Maybe she'll become invested more in the planet. Also, as my mom put it, Zoe, what's her name, and Channing Tatum are dating.
Yes, Zoe, what's her name, also known as probably the coolest,
hottest, most beautiful,
most
girl.
Attractive woman alive, and then best tattoos alive for sure, best jeans in the game for sure,
just and effortlessly cool.
And Channing Tatum, who I have spoken about as someone who I find very comedic and self-aware.
Yes.
And charming.
Yes,
I just think he's great. He's a great dancer. He hasn't done anything cancelable yet, and he's
no.
a white guy who looks like that. Like, look at him and think, this person hasn't been canceled yet. Okay, something good's going on. So I think this is a really hot couple. Also, he has lived a life.
He certainly has.
He has lived a life. And I feel like because of her parents, she must have lived a life as well. And imagine she was your stepmom. That's all I have to say.
Imagine she was your stepmom. And I remember when I saw the picture of them, that is going to be Instagram memed ad infinitum,
mm-hmm.
of her riding on his back while he's riding a bike.
Like a BMX bike, yeah.
I thought that might be the hottest couple I've ever seen.
I totally agree.
On that note, we are going to take a quick break and then get back to part two of our F-Boy Island coverage.
I want you.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We are on part two of F-Boy Island because we can't get enough.
We can't get enough. And I really hope there's another season. But this episode did leave me wondering.
Yes.
How that's going to happen.
As did I. Devin, we are on the same wavelength. So,
well, actually, we're not in a lot of ways.
Okay.
But in this way, we are. Okay, go ahead.
Let's just whittle it down to where we're at.
Okay.
We have three amazing women.
Yes.
Sarah, potentially 14. CJ, enigmatic, ageless.
comedian, self-proclaimed comedian. Instagram bio says DM for comedy inquiries only.
Will do. And then, of course, Nakia. And they have six guys, two each to choose from. Let's start with Sarah. Let's just get it out of the way. She has to choose between the best contestant on the show.
So hot. My only complaint about Josh is that, like, he is so big and she's so small. And as I've said on this podcast, it really freaks me out when small girls are with large men. But that's just a personal thing.
As someone who was hooked up with someone who was, like, very short compared to me.
Yeah.
It was a weird experience. His,
no.
His feet. And, like, I felt his feet and ankles around, like, my mid calf.
Wait, in bed?
And that was, like, yes.
No.
That was like the weirdest feeling ever.
Oh my God.
I'll never get over it. Like, I'll always remember it. Ethan Hawke, Uma Thurman, another short guy and another tall woman. Iconic. Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner. It is all okay if the guy's like confident and the girl's confident. Neither one of us was. So that was like a lot where the pain came.
To quote Pat Regan, can we add short men with tall women to the LGBTQIA community?
So Sarah is choosing between Josh, who is just stable. I mean, he doesn't make like good television because he's just, but I actually disagree. I think he does because he has always like, the
so
best
hot.
Responses.
Yeah.
He's so hot. He's so confident, even though it was so funny when they had to go on a date where they were both him and Garrett were painting.
Oh yeah.
For her. And they were like, oh, and Josh was like, this is gonna be good. I'm not gonna lie. And Garrett was like, okay, I'm trying. And when they showed her the paintings, it was like, I could not imagine like more dog shit like on a piece of canvas.
I know. I was like, you literally,
if this was my kid, I would be worried about their development.
No, I also, this was the painting date was where I started to be like, Sarah is not the brightest bulb.
Garrett draws what I think could be Elon Musk having like a hallucinogenic breakdown. Like, it's like dollar bill signs and hearts all over.
He's like, it's important to me to make enough money that like we're both secure. And she's like, thank you for remembering that I told you that's something I wanted. It's like, what in God's name? I hate capitalism and what it's done to our society.
So she is going on dates with Josh and they're just perfect. They like hold hands, they talk,
they're so calm.
She actually
and comfortable
seems
together
to be more herself with him than she is
yes
in any other circumstance. Like, she was with Josh when she said, I've had an epiphany that, like, you know, nice guys are just more accountable than f-boys. And
and he was like, you know, wow, thank you for sharing that brilliant observation with me.
Okay, but it actually hit me a little bit because she's like, they still make mistakes. They just own up to it and they don't make you confused. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Garrett.
Okay.
If I say his name 16 times, maybe he'll blow up.
No,
and
he's
going to
appear behind you with like that bright red face.
Oh my God, you're right.
And I'm going to be like, please leave. So Sarah and Garrett are involved in this bizarre thing where he, in the mansplain, someone said again that he has a girlfriend, and then Nikki Glaser gave them a computer to like stalk the guys online. And so they saw that Garrett was like in an embrace with this woman and wrote like, my love, happy birthday. So they realized like he clearly still has a girlfriend. They confront him. Sarah says he can either like leave the show or do a FaceTime with his girlfriend to prove that they're no longer together. They do this,
which was such a hot, it was such a hot ultimatum. Like, I was like getting turned on by like the perspective of him being humiliated.
I know, my fetish is humiliation of Garrett. I want to go to a BDSM studio, but it's just humiliating Garrett and I just watch.
I love that.
Okay, so this girl goes on a Skype, says three words. She's like, no, I don't know. Not really. No, we're not together. Like, barely says anything.
And Sarah's like, thank you so much for your time.
And Garrett stands up and he's like, I'm not going to have like this conversation in front of the world. Like, I cannot do this. And he walks away, which is him and Casey's move where they dramatically walk away in their tight
yes.
fucking stupid pants.
Yes.
Stupid pants that their mom bought them and they're stupid. Just kidding. Oh, yeah. Then this was where Garrett said, this is like one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And Carolina said, didn't you grow up in a Russian orphanage? Because that's what he said at one point. He said that he was born in a Russian orphanage. So it's like, wait, so you're in a Russian orphanage, but this is the hardest thing you had to do.
This is the hardest thing I ever had to do was FaceTime his like, and this is okay. This is another thing is that like, guys freak out and then girls just
try to comfort them.
Need to comfort them. They can't be like, okay, well, I don't know why you're so upset and it's actually freaking me out. And I actually think it's what like Nakia was drawn to with OG Jarrett too. It's like this guy, everyone is having fun. Everyone is doing a twerk contest and everyone's having a blast and like laughing. You are concerned with the guy who's not doing anything.
Right.
And both Nakia and Sarah would say like, I'm done wasting my time. Like I already wasted so much time on this. And it's right. Like, you're obviously not. And like, I'm truly dumbfounded because I was shitting on Garrett all day long. That was like majority of my day was thinking about how much I didn't like Garrett. And so I could not fathom what the outcome was to be.
But wait, one more thing about the Garrett thing. So basically the girl says nothing. And then I thought like this thing is clearly a sham, which is what CJ and Nakia thought. CJ and Nakia were watching through the banisters stairwell like I used to watch my parents when they said I wasn't allowed to watch the same movie they were watching when I was a kid. And then I saw the crash scene in Castaway and then I had nightmares for years because I thought I was going to get in a Castaway plane crash. Or when I saw the birthday party scene from Signs and I thought there was going to be an alien and I had nightmares for years. Anyway, don't watch things from banisters. So that's what CJ and Nakia were doing. They were like, clearly this is a sham. That was also something so interesting about the show is that the girls could see in each other's men what was wrong so clearly. Like they were like, Garrett sucks and is an asshole, piece of trash. OG Jared is a piece of trash. Like, no. But then when they were in it themselves, they couldn't see it.
Yeah.
And so Sarah is like, oh, I think that Garrett's really overwhelmed. Obviously, this experience must be really overwhelming. And that's why I was like, please, 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 please. But you're so right. It is that thing where it's like, if you're with the guy who's always like causing a scene and you have to go talk them out of it. And that's part of like the addictive cycle of like, maybe I can talk him out of it again. Maybe I can talk him out of it again. That's what I loved so much about Fernando. And Josh also had this too, where it's like, just like great vibes only, like having so much fun. Don't have to worry about it. Could bring them to any party and they would have the best time ever. Bring them to any Thanksgiving. They would be talking to people, having a great time, smiling, laughing. That is a dream person to be with.
There's just things that I don't worry. I can't worry about anymore. I really don't have time like to worry about whether my date is having a good time somewhere. I don't have time to worry about if like my date's going to like hit on someone else.
Yep.
Like, I just, or even flirt. Like I'm, you know, CJ and I are 30, 31. I won't say who's who, but we're too old for this. Like we need to move on. And that's why I thought it was interesting that she was between new Jared and Casey, because Casey is truly a child and new Jared was like just a fully a man. And I really liked that, you know, new Jared kept on physically picking her up and like carrying her away from Casey.
Yeah.
And she at one point was like, I really don't like that. Like, that's just like way too competitive for me. And he was like, well, this is a competition. And he said, I just feel like you're choosing between like a boy and a man. And she was like, you're right. That's exactly what I'm doing.
No, I loved their conversations too, because I feel like they both in their conversations were always able to take accountability and be like, oh, I see what you're saying. And then like maybe try to explain themselves, but they always said, I can understand where you're coming from. Like I felt like they had the polar opposite of the conversations with Casey and Garrett and OG Jared, where it was like constant deflection. And that came up in the mansplain too, which is a classic F-boy thing that we've all experienced, I'm sure, of like everything is like attacking back. Instead of taking something in, it's attacking back. Like, no, that's not, I didn't say that. What's wrong with you? You're the one who messed up. You can't get girls. You have no game, whatever. And when something was brought up about both Fernando and Josh, they were like, yeah, no, that's true. I did say that, or I did do that. This is my reasoning. And each case made perfect sense, was very wise. And I was just like, ladies, please, please see the truth.
Please see the truth. Please see the truth.
My body was hurting in the finale. I was like, please, may I please have a reason to believe in humanity after this?
So at the finale, the girls are dressed up as prom night, which is what I love. Casey is in drawstring pants with a blue button down that doesn't look like it was laundered.
Yeah.
And, you know, these things are always so painful. Nikki Glaser, knowing that she's a Bachelor fan, you can tell how careful she is in these scenarios. Like she really reads the room. And this is what I think was so genius about her as a host is that she's a fan of these shows and she doesn't think they're just full of shit. Like she actually really enjoys watching them.
Wait, can I also say that I knew shit was gonna get crazy when at 32 minutes in,
the finale ceremony starts. And I'm like, wait, what? And I see there's still a half an hour left. I was like, this ceremony is going to be fucking nuts. Cannot wait.
And indeed it was.
And indeed it was.
And the nice guys are not coincidentally dressed very nice because they respect women.
Right.
This part I thought was really interesting. So this is the twist that Nikki gives us, which is we finally hear how the money is going to be involved. So the girls, if they pick a nice guy, they get to split the money down the middle, which is $100,000.
Which is a lot. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And they get 50-50 equally and they can build a life together. If they pick an F boy, however, they will be taking a risk and he will get the money, the $100,000, and he will decide whether to split it between them 50-50. And you can really see, isn't it interesting? Like when a like gamble is involved, you can see the girls be like, wait, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I'll really have to know right here and now if he's, like, going to be a good guy or not.
Yep.
You know, like, I can't just, like, date him for a year and then find out he's a piece of shit. And so it first starts with CJ, which was actually a hard one to watch because, first of all, she looked amazing and I was really jealous of her boobs, so I couldn't concentrate.
Yeah.
But secondly, I could tell that she actually sincerely liked both of the guys almost equally. And also, I can't imagine what it's like to be called like names by knowing that you like a guy, but you finding out that he called you like an escort on television. God. Because then you have to be like, again, if it's my boyfriend in my private life and he's been a dick to me somehow, I can at least move on from it without like the whole world being like, you did what? So I think CJ really did like the influencer move. She chose new Jared.
Who, yeah.
By the way, I also think she really liked. Like, I think she seemed just to have a really fun day with him. They had like a great time. She was really relaxed with him. That's the other funny thing, right? Is that all the girls are just more relaxed with the nice guys. Like, you actually just see more.
They get
of them.
To be themselves because they feel safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So I think this is another thing that differentiates it in such a great way from the Bachelor, Bachelorette, where like Bachelor in Paradise, it's always like leading up to like, are you going to get engaged at the end? And it's just like really insane pressure that makes no sense, where it's like these people are meeting on a beach where they're hooking up with like 18 million people and then they're supposed to get engaged at the end. Like, it's like The Bachelor was too attached to the engagement thing. And like,
yes,
new Jared and CJ are basically like, I like you, I'm into you, let's see what happens, like, great, and we both get $50,000, awesome. I don't think they're like, we're gonna be together forever, whatever. But he seemed genuinely so excited and flattered that she chose him and she was excited. And it was like, this is just great. Also, the $100,000 was the perfect amount because that is a life-changing amount of money. And in that moment, I was like, shit, I don't know. Like, if I didn't really like the person that much, I'm definitely taking the $100,000. Like, if I really think about it, there's not many people I wouldn't take the $100,000 over. So I was kind of like, this is a real game changer. But none of the guys took it besides one. Okay, sorry. So let's keep going.
I want true romance.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I am sad because I have a crush on Casey, even though he's toxic.
No.
And I don't know. I can't help it. This is the kind of guy that I would totally hook
up
with.
You would tie his drawstring after you hook up?
Oh. Like all my friends, and this has happened, all my friends would be like, don't hook up with him, don't hook up with him, don't hook up with him. And I'd be like, I did it.
I know. I have had that exact conversation before.
All this pales in comparison to...
what happens next?
What happens next? So Sarah, little petite Sarah, I thought this one was easy. This one's in the bag. She's enjoying
the
presence
in
the of
bag.
Josh.
Yes.
This is like easy. This is not even something I have to worry about. If anything, I literally thought, oh, this is kind of going to be bad TV because everyone's going to choose like the right person.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
So Sarah does something that shook the earth, which was that the guys deliver speeches, heartfelt speeches.
Yep.
And she, a little cockily, was like, listen, I am not one to play it safe. I'm always the one to, you know, do the crazy thing. And I'm going to go after my, you know, intuition. And I choose Garrett. And Josh is like, wow. And Josh is like, okay, I'm going to take my hat. And when Josh leaves, I swear, this has been like the classiest performance of a dating contestant ever. Because I feel like anyone else, like the only thing he said during the whole experience going up against Garrett was like, I'm really confused.
Yes. He never like, tried to tear him down.
He was never like, can't you see that he's a piece of shit who's like basically going to cheat on you and like you're not going to take any of these red flags and like, why am I competing with him?
Yeah.
He was just like, he literally said, I'm not going to say anything bad about him, but I'm just like really confused. And how many chances has he had, et cetera. And when he's leaving, he's like, I am really shocked, to be honest, but I hope she likes a challenge. Like I was like, wow, that is the perfect amount of shade. But then we go back to the ceremony. Nikki Glaser basically says, you know, Garrett, are you going to take the full 100 grand or are you going to split it 50-50 with Sarah? And this is where the rest of my night began.
This is where my personality shifted. And I'll
so
never be
the
same.
This is the story of when I was born.
This is
Garrett.
This is when I exited the placenta of my former being that I have been.
And I saw the truth.
For 29 years.
Garrett says almost giddily, like he's almost happy about this.
Can't
he's
wait. Like, he can't wait. It's his Christmas morning. It's his Christmas morning.
He said, you know, Sarah, I've enjoyed getting to know you, but I don't think that this is going to work. And I am going to take the money. I would like to end this relationship. And all the girls' faces, I could replay their reactions forever.
They gasped.
In the back of my mind. The gasping. Sarah is frozen. But a part of me is like, Sarah, in what world is this not the outcome? Which is also, though, a part of dating assholes.
Yeah. That I think, was it CJ or Nakia that said, you are an asshole?
CJ was like, you're an asshole. The best thing that Nakia said that I think is so profound, and I think it should be passed on to everyone, is that she said, this is embarrassing for Sarah, but this is more embarrassing for you.
Yes.
Because it shows that you lack character.
Yes.
And I'm disgusted by you.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I love that the girls didn't fake like any sort of sisterhood. They would be like, oh, I have to talk to my girl. I have to talk to my girl. But they were never like, okay, you are my best friend. They were just like girls in this experience together. But they did always side with each other when they had that something like that go down.
I know. I thought of that too, where it's like, in all the other shows, the women are kind of in competition with each other because it's like, wait, I like that guy. You like him too. I loved how that never happened in this show. It never was like two girls like the same guy. It was just like, yeah, you should go for him. Okay, great. So you're going for him. I'm going for him. Great. Like we figured it. You know, it just was so easy that way.
No, they almost had like a boring relationship with each other, which I much preferred.
I know.
But... yeah, Sarah is dumbfounded and she just goes, in a moment that is very real, she goes, wow, that's fucked up.
I know. She was unfiltered.
And everyone is just sort of, and Nikki Glaser cannot hide her contempt, which I loved. She was like so disgusted by him.
Yeah.
Nikki goes like, Sarah, go stand with your friends, CJ and Jared. And when Sarah goes, Fernando hugs her.
Sob.
Because
Sob.
He's a good person. Sob. And he's
Sob.
Who
Sob.
I'm supposed to be with.
Sob. Justice.
Justice.
And then new Jared puts his hand on her back, as in, like, you're okay.
I just was like, where is Josh? Like, how far away is Josh now? Where?
No, my God. I thought the same thing where I was like, he can't be that far off. Like,
just get him.
Get him. He could beat Garrett's ass. I'm sorry, but he could.
Remember when they said, like, clap if you think that Sarah should choose Garrett and only Paul, that guy who looks like you, clapped? And then he felt really awkward and he stopped.
He was like, oh.
Never mind. He's like, I'm high. I don't know what's happening. Also, like, okay, I loved Fernando in that moment, but not to move on to the next couple, but I was like, oh my God, Nakia must have seen that. Like, if that was my man and then he, like, hugged her and was like, you're okay, I would have been like, I'm so obsessed with you. You're so hot. I can't believe you just did that. And so I thought that that might be what Nakia was thinking.
This was another one where I was like, this is obvious. This is obvious. And I also was like, every time she picked OG Jared, I was like, oh, so he's getting picked for ratings, including Garrett. I was like, okay, so they're getting picked for high quality television. Right. And, you know, like, we've all been down this path before. We've seen the villain, like, get strung along and, you know, like, whatever. I can play that game.
So then we're in this new universe where, like, an F-boy has actually chosen the money over the girl. And we're like, this is shaking the earth, shaking the island. And then Nikki drops the bomb, which is, she says she doesn't like F-boys to come out on top. And so the $100,000 that Garrett won is actually going to go to the charity of Sarah's choice.
A really classy move. A really classy move. And a part of me still felt weird about this. Like, the idea that Sarah slept with someone who was openly lying to her and was just doing it for money was weird. But she did know what she was signing up for, both in the show and with Garrett. Like, she believes it. And it's like, sometimes it really is as simple as it seems.
I know.
You know, when you really have to scratch for depth for someone, it just means that they're, like, mean and annoying.
I know. And she said when she chose him, she was like, I finally saw what I needed to see. Like, that is the fucking ballad of the F-boys. It's like, Josh was actually showing you what you needed to see from day one. And then Garrett showed you what you needed to see in a very fake way once. And then you were like, okay, then I'm in.
CJ said that about Casey, too, when they, like, spent the night together. She was like, Casey's, like, telling me all the things that I want to hear. And she was, like, saying it, like, as it was sweet. I was like, no, that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. I know. I wish she didn't go
he's
back
not a dummy.
Down to him. He's so boyish. Like, I can't. When this news is dropped, Garrett stands there. I'm like, is he going to say anything? He actually just doesn't say anything and walks out, like, because he can't believe he's not going to get the money. But my question, first of all, to the universe, my question and intention that I'm putting out into the world is, how are we going to get a season two when we know this twist now? Like,
right.
They're going to have to think of something else. But I know they will think of something else. And then my second question for Carolina Rose Barlow is, what charity do you think Sarah chose?
Okay, I'm definitely getting Rescue Dog vibes from her.
Yeah.
If she has any sort of family member with something, it's definitely going to be that, or something with schools. But I would be surprised if it's not animal related.
I totally agree.
Listen, as someone who would be so happy to see that money go to animals, I, you know, you guys know that I think about my dogs more than I think about other humans. But at the same time, I also just think it's like, given the humans suffering in the world, I always think it's like the basic choice.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, there's even better basic choices, like, go for Feeding America. How about that? UNICEF.
I guess every cause deserves its fighter.
I just was like, Sarah is not reading infographics. Like, she's not like, five places to donate to support trans youth. Like, she's not looking deep into where things go. She's not, like, donating directly to Venmos, if you know what I mean.
No, she doesn't know the difference between a mutual aid org and a nonprofit. So it's definitely going to go into some rando's pocket.
Yeah.
But yes, it was a really elegant solution. And poor Sarah on her Instagram, I read her being like, well, I do really believe this is the best possible outcome because I could give the $100,000 to a charity and, like, charity choice to come. So
let's see.
We'll see.
But oh my God. What if it's like a Republican thing? I'm sorry. Like, sorry.
It's like a quote unquote pro-life.
I know. It's like she donates.
What would they be able to do?
She donates to Marjorie Taylor Greene. No. Anyway, this is upsetting. Let's move on.
Matt Gaetz, like, legal fees. Nakia again, obvious choice. OG Jared has only been frustrating to you. He's lied to you. He wants to open a Gymshark. He said there was 1,500 bitches in his DMs. Literally everyone, even people who were self-admitted liars, were like, yeah, but not this guy.
Right.
Anyway, she's staring between him and Fernando, a chiropractor who knows how to give a massage, has two offices, and is going to be on the bobsled team. And
literally an Olympian. Okay.
He literally said, I actually don't have to worry about this because I have a doctor with two offices and I'm going to be an Olympian. And everyone's like, oh, shit.
I know.
And it's just true.
It's just true.
And he also has the most beautiful smile of anyone on the show.
Oh, my God. And he has great style. He's just great.
He would have to shave his soul patch for me.
I agree.
That's all that I ask. And I don't think that's a lot.
I don't think so either. But I think
that's actually just what happens when you start dating someone, is that you have to adjust your facial hair for them, which is funny because I don't adjust any hair for anyone.
I know, because then I was thinking,
I was thinking maybe
like it's not fair to ask men to shave their facial hair. But anyway, Nakia is literally standing across from Fernando, who we just described as perfect. And then OG Jared again wearing jeggings. Can't stress enough that he's
tight
wearing jeggings
around the ankle.
He's wearing jeggings and then like a giant suit that looks like his dad's suit jacket.
And what does she do? What does she do?
What do you think, guys?
She chooses OG Jared, someone who's only caused her frustration.
Yep.
This is the thing about OG Jared. He knew his reputation was worth something. That's why he decided to split the money with Nakia. So OG Jared said, like, I told you that we would be leaving here together. And Nakia is smiling like it's her wedding day. Like,
she told him she loved
him. Really loved it. Yeah, they told each other they loved each other.
Guys,
this was wild to me. Then fireworks go off, obviously. And this was the saddest part, is it was these two couples, then fucking Sarah.
I know. I was like, did they have to make her sit through that?
And I was like, have I identified with someone more?
I know. Okay, so this is a moment where I was like, okay, I actually wish this was more like The Bachelor, because I wish Fernando could be The Bachelor, like, in Bachelor world, then Sarah would become the next Bachelorette, because everyone can't believe how badly she was hurt. And then Fernando would become The Bachelor, because he's the one that, or Josh, I guess. I wish that we could watch a whole season of Fernando, but we can't.
But I do believe, like, a part of me believes I'll run into him, which is like how I have like magical thinking around people I see on TV.
Well, you could just DM him.
Yeah, but he probably has a 1,500 bitches in his DMs, just like OG Jared.
Oh my God. Well,
all of these guys are like model influencers, by the way. Like when the girls were looking at their accounts, they were like, oh, okay. So he has like basic stuff. I was like, if we were looking at these accounts, we'd be like, this one's fucking insane as well.
We would be like, this person is a millionaire and a model. This is shocking. And they're just like, okay, so this looks normal. This looks normal. This looks normal. Also, part of me wonders.
Go ahead.
Do they just walk down the beach and then they're in the Bachelor in Paradise beach? Like, I thought about that. I was like, maybe they just take a stroll, and if they take a few extra steps, they'll end up in Bachelor in Paradise. And then we can see Fernando and Josh dating in Bachelor in Paradise. Who knows?
Maybe. I was like, are they ever going to try to reverse the sexes and have like F Girl Island? I don't know what that looks like, though.
I don't think they would, because
I'm sorry, but we can't.
F Girl Island is like,
it's like a bunch of female criminals.
I know. That's the thing, is like, there's amazing women and then there's like female psychopaths. There's no like in between where it's just like you're like a douchey woman, you know?
Well, there's Karens, but like,
no, but
Karen,
that's a
Island.
Psychopath. Like, Karens are, yeah, like evil, true, psychopaths. Like, it goes from amazing in every way to evil. And
it's like basic and evil.
Yeah. And then there's also like just stupid people, but
there's always stupid people.
There's not really F girls, but it would be fun to watch a bunch of female psychopaths on an island.
On an island.
And then girls like us.
Female psychopath island.
And then gals like us who are like,
you have to choose the difference. Who is the guy that you would have unfortunately ended up with, but the guy that you would hopefully choose on F Boy Island?
I actually don't think that any of them were funny. I'm sorry. There actually like wasn't a single one who was like really funny.
True.
There wasn't a single guy who was really funny. Josh or Fernando is who I would want to end up with, but I still think at the end of the day, I would be like, but like, do you think it's funny to talk about like stupid shit? No, then we're not gonna have much to talk about. Are you
really? Because CJ said this at the top of the series and you made fun of her for it. She said, if I call the cops on you and you don't laugh, then like,
that's not a joke.
No, I know.
Calling the cops on someone is not a joke. I need someone. Listen, I need someone who can like watch I Think You Should Leave and get it. Can you picture any of these guys watching I Think You Should Leave or watching like Wet Hot American Summer and being like, I get why this is funny? No.
Maybe the guy who looks like me.
Paul. Yeah, I guess Paul, I would end Paul. Up with Paul. No, but I think the guy that I would be like swindled by is Casey, unfortunately.
I know. I hate myself.
What about you?
I don't. I love myself, and I would, at this age, I would hopefully end up with a Josh or Fernando. Or the person who I really think has the best heart is Sean.
Oh my God, Sean. I know. But
he was too good to be true.
He was too good.
If anything, I was worried about Sean in his regular life because I was like, I actually do think you're too nice.
I know. I think he gets taken. No, he gets taken advantage of. And also, I felt like he was so nervous. Like, I think he was too nervous to like, he was how I would be on the show. He was too nervous to actually like say anything. I literally don't know how to talk to people on dates. And I like, they would be shocked and disgusted that I have a podcast because I just like don't know how to talk.
Well, the funny thing about all of these shows, it's like, it makes me cringe is like the fact that they're like fucking on camera. Like, I'm like, if a camera was that close to me, like kissing or someone like grabbing my ass, I would be like,
no,
I have to go, call a crisis hotline.
Wait, also, can I say, I just realized I am so upset with myself that I said there was no one funny on the island. That was a lie.
Israel
is the funniest, one of the funniest people I've ever met. I actually would hope that I would end up with Israel, but he's a fuckboy and he says he's that. So I don't know what that means. Like, he didn't really have time to go into what he's done to women. But he does make me fucking laugh.
Except for the costumes.
They wear costumes and they dress up as cartoon characters. No, he makes me laugh. I love Israel.
He makes me laugh.
Israel is who I would like bring to people's weddings. And they're like, that, like, Devin's boyfriend, what? And I'm like, guys, he makes me laugh. They're like, he's wearing a fedora on the beach in 100 degree heat. And I'm like, so?
You want me to be happy, right? I, like, in all sincerity, would probably be dating, like, an OG Jarrett who would be, like, in the corner fuming, saying you wouldn't dance with me. And everyone would be like, is your boyfriend okay? I'd be like, oh, yeah. Like, you know guys, right?
You'd be like, Devin, don't take it personally if OG Jarrett's in another bad mood tonight. Like, it's just, like...
oh, yeah. He's probably not going to talk to you, but don't worry about it.
His jeggings ripped, and he's having a really hard day. I know you wore jeggings in college, right? I'm like... it was a different time.
So that's why he's not going to stand up, okay? He's just going to sit there brooding.
He can barely walk in the jeggings. It's so bad. I can't.
Well, thank you. Oh, wait.
Sorry, I just can't get past the jeggings.
I have to eat. I have to eat dinner.
I have to eat dessert, and it's disgusting that I have to eat them dessert after watching the jeggings.
Thank you for tuning in to our F-boy discourse.
And as Nikki Glaser would say, F-boy,
F-bye. Love you, Devin.
Love you. All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true. True romance, it's so romantic. Love.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the Right Price Guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.